when David was running away from Absalom in his rebellion. He wrote Psalm 3. Now, hymns have often been written during times of crisis. Charlotte Elliot was an invalid, and one night, when the others had all gone out to raise funds for a school to be built, she couldn't help them, and she felt very down. Out of that experience, she wrote that night a hymn. It was entitled, "Just As I Am, Without One Plea, But That Thy Blood Was Shed For Me." And so we could continue with other hymns that were written and songs like that. "What a Friend We Have in Jesus," or there were 99, and many others. David gives the occasion of his writing in about 14 Psalms. They help us to get to know a little of his life story and of his personal feelings. This rebellion was a clash between cultures of youth and of age. It was a breakdown in family relationships. It was based, in part, on genuine grievances. It could have been true that there were insufficient judges to try all the cases. David might have liked a little bit of the bowing and scraping, and he was now a king of what was really a small empire. Absalom found a weak spot. His rebellion was popular. It seemed that Absalom couldn't lose. There was perhaps a silent majority for David, but not enough to fight, and Shimei felt free to stone him. The rumor was, it is mentioned in verse 2 of the psalm, God and David had parted company. The people said, God's left David. He would remember the time God and Saul parted company, and no doubt that would scare him. What others say affects us far more than we might think. He seemed to be on a one-way ticket from Jerusalem, but God had kept the return ticket waiting for him. What was David's attitude? He called out to God. He said, "You are my glory and the lifter of my head." He left Jerusalem with his head bowed, but he would return with his head lifted high. A problem can be solved and we can sleep again. Some say, don't count the sheep, talk to the shepherd. How long should we pray? Until we receive an answer. It isn't wrong if we cannot sleep because of a problem. It is wrong if we do not pray it through so we can sleep. I remember praying much for a family member for quite a period of time. Then one day an assurance came in my heart that all would be well. Peace came into my heart and all was well. After assurance, what was it? The second part of his prayer was, I know it is going to be all right, but oh God, I wish you would do it now. Arise, O Lord, let others see it. Smack them in the mouth. Well, that's what he said. Originally, David came into Jerusalem with a song. Saul has killed his thousands, David his tens of thousands. Then he left out in the dead of the night, let down the wall by knotted sheets. And then some years later, he returned with the tribes asking for him. Now he was going out again, a hunted man, yet to return another day. An aspiring young minister came down from the pulpit deflated after preaching a rubbish sermon. If thou wentest up as thou camest down, said the good Yorkshire deacon, thou wouldest have come down as thou wentest up. The butler in Genesis 40 had the same experience as David. It was palace to prison, then back again. Joseph also could have written a book on the ups and downs of life entitled From Pit to Prison, to Palace and to Prominence. David's attitude is not the brazen look of a defiant sinner, nor the courageous last stand of a Jezebel, nor is it the smirk of a man who has escaped conviction. It is a joyful smile of a man in love with God, magnanimous in victory, weeping for the wayward, and God will lift our head to. Praise his lovely name.